Welcome to the Philadelphia branch of Lighthouse Chapel International, under the leadership of the Presiding Bishop Dag Hayward Mill. This denomination has grown with several branches all over the world. We are delighted to come your way with the anointed Word of God, which is able to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned with your heart to receive God's Word through His servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
So grateful to you this afternoon. Thank you for another great opportunity to hear your word. We ask that you bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so this is our second service, and it's still a dress down service. Today is our last day of dressing down. So next week, we should just do it for the whole year. It's easy coming to church, isn't it? All right, let's keep dressing down. Do you like it? Keep dressing down until I get the instruction to stop from my superiors, isn't it? So just keep dressing down. I think it's a great thing, isn't it? It makes you just wake up, and then what we can do is we can do it more frequently in a month. We can even have a standing order that every maybe first and third week is going to be dressed down. So let's start like that. So next week is the second week, right, of the month. So we'll say second and fourth week. Every second and fourth week, dress down. All right? It makes coming to church so easy, isn't it? All right, let's go to the word. Are you excited about the word? Yes. Lift up your Bible and say, this is the word of God. Say, it is God's word, written by holy men of God, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And say, even though my name may not be in the Bible, every word in this book applies to me. Because all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Say, I am being trained. I am being rebuked. I'm being reproved by this word. In Jesus' name, put your hands together for the word. We must love the word. I said we must love the word. Amen. The word of God must be elevated in our lives to a point of more than you can carry. That's the best I can say. To a point of more than you can carry. Amen. We must breathe the word. We must drink the word. You must get the word so saturated. I mean, you must be so saturated with the word that when you are pressed, nothing but the word comes out. Ask your neighbor that when we press you, what comes out of the word, out of you? Yeah, what comes? Huh? If you are sitting by somebody, touch the person. If I press you, what comes out of you? If you are not sitting by somebody, touch your own self and say, if I press you, what comes out of you? Yeah. So what does it mean to press? You see, when you are under pressure, it's a form of pressing. You understand? When you are under stress, it's a form of pressing. When you are under trials and temptations, it's a form of pressing. Yeah. So what comes out of you is what you are saturated with. Yeah. If I take a piece of foam that I've left in water, it becomes so saturated with water. Now, when I put it down, even without pressing, you see that water will be dripping until the dripping stops. But after the dripping stops, if I press, you see that what comes out? Water. Yeah. Listen, the thing that comes out of you most is what you are saturated with. Yes. If you start cursing, you know, in times of stress, that is what you are saturated with. Yeah. You are saturated with cursed words. But when you are saturated with the word of God, when you are under pressure and you are pressed, all you can say, it is written. Thus saith the Lord. It is written. Thus saith the Lord. It is written. Thus saith the Lord. That is your story. I said, that is your story. Lift up your right hand and say, that is my story. Yeah. It shall always be your story. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. We started with this in the first service, and we want to continue. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. Who recognizes this verse? Or who doesn't recognize this verse? You were not here for the first service, you don't recognize this verse. All right. So this has been one of our memory verses in the first week or second week of July. Right? Second week. This was our memory verse. We have a memory verse every week. All right? So it says, we having the same spirit. Wow, it's 12:44 already. We having the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed. I believed. Everybody say, I believed. Yeah, not I'm going to believe or I will believe, but I believed. Now faith. Now faith. You see, that verse, Hebrews 11:1, you can see it in, you can read it in two ways. You see, you can say now faith. You see, it's like there's a comma. Now faith. It's like therefore faith is. Okay. But you can also read it in now faith. Now. Faith is always now. It's not tomorrow I will believe, or next week I'll believe, or next 2 weeks I'll believe. Now. Faith is now. All right? So it says, yeah, now faith. Then it says here that I believed. So it's not I will believe, but I believed. Faith is now. For you to walk in faith, it's a now thing. It's not, you should have gone past I will to I have believed. So it says, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Let's all read that together. We also believe and therefore speak. Let's say it again. We also believe and therefore speak. All right. So now, we've been talking about faith. We started a faith series this morning. And we're just looking at how come the apostle wrote this. All right? Now, he wrote this because he was under some form of stress. In verse 1 of the same chapter, he said, we faint not. Then in verse 8, he says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Then he comes to 13 and he says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. Is it not interesting? Scripture is quoting scripture. You see that many times, isn't it? So if scripture is quoting scripture and scripture is depending on scripture, who are you not to depend on scripture? You see? So in the middle of his crisis, he says, we also have believed. We believe. And therefore, as it is written that they believe and he spoke. So we also believe and we are speaking. Amen. And he definitely had results. That is why he said, we are troubled on every side. Yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Because he had victory. Amen. Because he was able to, despite all the issues that were going on, he was able to overcome it because he believed and he spoke. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we need to learn is to be able to believe and speak. Yeah. I'll say in the first service that you see here, it says, having the same spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith. It's a spirit. It's a spiritual thing. Yeah. Because the Bible also talks about God not giving us a spirit of fear, which is the opposite of this one. The opposite of spirit of faith is spirit of fear. We must move on and begin to believe God's word and go past, I'm going to believe, I will believe, or we are going to believe. And believe it in such a way, are you listening to me? That at the point that you meet what Apostle Paul met here, because he said we're persecuted, we're forsaken, we felt like we're fainting, were perplexed. Perplexed is a very complicated word. The word itself means complicated. Perplexed, isn't it? Yeah. Before you meet that condition, you already believe. So that when you meet that condition, you can say, I believed. See? And you believe, and then because you believe, you speak forth what God has said. And that's what brings a solution. Amen. So here, he was actually quoting David in the Psalms. All right? When you say David in the Psalms, you always have to be careful because some of the Psalms were not attributed to him. But I hope this one was. Because I said it already, isn't it? God help me to be right. So, it is, right? Hopefully. All right, so let's go to Psalm 116, all right? So, when he says here that, don't take this one off here, we have the same spirit of faith. He's actually referring to whoever prophetically said it earlier on, that we have, I also have the same spirit. I have that same spirit of faith as the one who said it, okay? As it is written, I believed. Because somebody else, a prophet, David, said the same thing. I believed and I speak. So I also have the same spirit of faith and I'm believing. I believed and I'm still believing and I'm speaking and he's getting results. Amen. I see you getting results. I said, I see you getting results. And those of you who are not here for the first, I said, this church is now an amen church. Yeah. If you don't know how to say amen, you'll be in trouble. Because the prophecy that you believe is the prophecy that would happen. Practically. We have to add the word practically. Yeah, because we are moving from theory. Yeah, are you not tired of theory? Yeah, we must be people of substance. Yeah, we cannot just come to church every day and we are preaching theory. Practically. And I'm saying that you will see it practically in your life. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. So, we said Psalm 116, isn't it? The Psalms are in the Old Testament, isn't it? So Psalm 116. Okay. Let me open my, I was going to say my Bible, but iPad Bible. Verse 10. Thank you. So here, you see David was a prophet too, isn't he? A king and a prophet. It says, I believe, therefore have I spoken. You see? And he did it when he was greatly afflicted. Just like Paul. In the midst of the trials. That's why he said, fainting. Eh? Perplexed. Cast down. In the middle of it, he spoke. He believed and he spoke God's word. Now let's look at what actually David went through for him to say this. Are you ready? Let's take a quick journey. 10, 15 minutes will be done. So let's go to verse 1 of Psalm 116. He says, I love the Lord because he had heard my voice and my supplications. May we all get to the point where we can say, I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my supplications. This cannot be only for King David and Apostle Paul. It is also for us. Every Christian, I mean you. Tap your neighbor and say you. Every Christian can get to the point where he can believe God and get results and be able to say, I love God. I love you, Lord, because you hear my prayers and you hear my supplications. So what did God hear? Let's go on. He said, praising God. Because he had inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call him as long as I live. Yes. It's a good testimony. You see, many of us lack testimonies in our lives. You see, what do I mean by that? We don't have reference points. You know what the point of reference is? It's a point that you can refer to. Reference. You can refer to that makes you even look forward to the future. See, but David had experienced God, so he said, because he had inclined his ear unto me, therefore I will call him as long as I live. In the future, Every time I need him, I'll call upon him because he's inclined his ears to me. May that be your story. I said, may that be your story. Yeah, that you will say that of yourself, that because God hears me, I will always call upon him because he would always hear you. Amen. Verse 3. Now he begins to pour his problems. Oh, Sunday. Yeah. You see, many of us, we complain about our issues because you haven't met somebody with greater problems. That's a blessing of ministry. Yeah. Just start doing the work of God and interacting with people. You see that your problem, somebody said that he used to complain about his shoes until he met somebody with no feet. Yeah. So now David is about to pour his problems. So what did he say here? Verse 3. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold. I like the word God. Got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Hey! He said, I found trouble and sorrow. Sorrows as of death compassed me. Pains of hell, not even hell, but the pains of hell got hold upon me. Hey! Despite all this, he said, I believe, therefore have I spoken. And this is a testimony that he was not drowned. He lived on. How do I know that he lived on? Because Psalms does not end in Psalm 116. There were more Psalms. So there were more after this. Greater Psalms, isn't it? Psalm 119 came after this one. Then he says, then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. May it be that in your time of despair or fainting, you will know how to pray like this and be able to speak because you have believed. And say, Lord, I call upon your name. I beseech thee, deliver my soul. You see, most people or a lot of people, I don't want to say most people, or a good number of people, that's a better one. A good number of people don't have a relationship with God because they haven't believed. And therefore, they cannot speak as King David did. Yeah. You can't. Your calling upon is your pastor. I'm not saying don't share your problems with the pastor. Do you understand? Or your calling upon is upon a false prophet. Yeah, that's the common story now. Yeah. False prophets. So many of them all over. Abundantly from where I come from. It's a country that begins with G. Abundantly. Yeah. And it's as though people are so cursed and so blinded that they cannot see that these are all false things. Prophets can do anything, absolutely anything. They call themselves prophets. They can do anything to anybody. Hit pregnant women, put their foot on a pregnant woman's belly and be pushing. Yeah. There was one that I watched on YouTube. This guy was actually even making them chew grass. You saw that one? Did we show it here? Yeah. Yeah. It's like a spell. All because we don't know it is written. Because we don't know that word, we cannot even speak as David spoke and as Paul speak. But from today, you begin to speak. I said from today, you will begin to speak. You'll be able to stand and say, as it is written, I believed. Not that I'm about. I believed, and therefore I speak. Yeah. It's change. Gracious is verse 5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserved the simple. Eh? I was brought low and he helped me. I was brought low and he helped me. I was brought low and he helped me. Every low person from today is being lifted up from being low to a place of being high. I said this church is an amen church. I said everyone that is low is being brought up and to a place of height. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Lift up your right hand and say, I believe it. I have believed. And I therefore speak that I'm high. High up there. Delivered from the trenches. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. Sit down, please. Are you here? This sounds like the story of Paul, isn't it? Say, I was cast down. Isn't it? Cast down. Isn't it? Then he said in verse 7 or verse 6, the Lord preserved the simple. I was brought low and he helped me. 7. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord had dealt bountifully with thee. Return unto thy rest. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord had dealt bountifully with thee. The Lord had dealt bountifully with you. Yes. So return. Tell your soul, my soul, return to thy rest. Yeah. When your soul has returned to rest, you don't have cluster headaches. Yes. You don't know cluster headache. Go and check the definition. I won't teach you cluster headaches. Go and look at it. Or migraine. You won't have that. Your blood pressure will not go up when your soul is at rest. Yes. In fact, there are so many diseases that if stress was taken away, you'd be well. Yeah. Blood pressure, peptic ulcer, sugar, diabetes. Yeah, I know what I'm a physician, so I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Your blood sugar, even a normal person, your blood sugar can just go up when you're under stress. And that's high stress. Blood sugar just goes up. Yeah. It's part of the mechanism of the body to take you out of, help you. Releases more energy abiding substances. It's true. Yeah. When your soul is at rest, it means that it is also, you know, health. That's why the Bible says that, how does it put it? A merry heart. Good medicine. Yeah. It's better than any medication that you know. A merry, merry heart. Your heart is merry. I mean, mesheric. Yes, you are happy. Yeah. Tap your mind and say, try being mesheric. Yeah. You see that your blood pressure medication will be reduced at your next doctor's visit. Yeah. Mesheric. You see that your blood pressure medication will be reduced. When you go to the doctor will say, can you reduce your insulin? Don't reduce it till you go. All right? Nobody should say you came to church. It's also folly. Don't say you came to church. They say stop taking your medicine. I'm not saying that stop taking your medicine. When your medicine is supposed to be stopped, it will be stopped. Are you understanding? Yeah. But I'm showing you the way to stop it. All right. You remember when Jesus healed the lepers? What did he say? He said, go show thyself to the high priest for a certificate of clearance. Yeah, you need a certificate of clearance from the doctor when God heals you before you stop your medicine. Then he says in verse 8, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. No wonder Apostle Paul was quoting him. It sounds like a story. It says, thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears. That which makes you cry in the night is taken away right now. I said that which makes you cry in the night when nobody is. You know, there are people who come to church, they sit quietly as though not, they may be shouting amen, amen, but in the night they cry. But today, that story is changing. Why? Because you have believed. And you speak. Come on, lift up your voice and speak that I will not shed tears anymore. Say, I will not be sorrowful anymore. Say, I believe it. I have believed it. And therefore, I speak. Wow. Then he says in verse 9, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Not the dead. In the land of the living. Yeah. Do you know that sometimes even thoughts of death can plague you? Yeah. You die down, you feel like, it's happened to me before. Yes, I'm here, so when I go to bed, I feel like I won't wake up. Yeah. But I just say some scriptures and sleep. You will be alive. Yes. I say you will be alive. Yes. Lift up your right hand and say, I shall live and not die. Yeah, you will live and not die. You see, that thing that happened to your auntie when she was your age, or your relative who something happened, something. I don't want to say what the something is. Something happened to them whilst they were of that age that you are in now, that you are thinking. Listen, I'm talking to somebody here right now, that you are thinking that it will happen to you. It shall not happen to you. Believe it. I said believe it. Believe it. Believe it. With long life, God will satisfy you. Do you understand the word satisfaction? Satisfaction is not dependent on the one giving. It's dependent on. I mean, I cannot serve you food and decide when you are satisfied. Yeah. You, even though I'm the one giving you food, I can't say that, you know, you are satisfied. Oh, you are full. You are full. You are full. No. Some wives like doing that. Tell your husband you are full. You are full. You are full. It's common. Yeah. It's the one who is eating who should decide that I'm full. I won't eat again. Do you see? So when he says, I will satisfy you with long life, it means that you will be satisfied. When you are satisfied, you just say, Lord, I'm okay. I can go now. Yeah. That's how the patriarchs used to die. Yeah. He says, they will go there, they will bless their people, and then they will gather their feet into the bed, and then bye-bye. Yeah. Fred Price says that that's how he will die. And I believe it. He will die when he's satisfied. And he will call and bless. And then he will go home. Hallelujah. Are you here? Yes. This thing shall no more be stories. They shall happen in reality. All right? So in verse 10, it says, I believe, therefore have I spoken. Oh, time is up. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afraid. So these are the sort of things that David was going through. And he came to this verse. I believe. Therefore have I spoken. So Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13, when he also got to all those his situations, said, as it is written, David believed he spoke. Therefore I also believe and I'm speaking. Yeah? And so will it be your story, that you also believe and you speak. And if scripture is true, and it is true, if God is true, and God is true, Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. And if it's true, you should experience the same thing. Yeah. Church, we must be tired of not experiencing what is written here. Eh? Yeah. We must be tired. In fact, that is one of the reasons why even our ability and capability of witnessing is gone down. You are inviting people to church. You are telling them, you know, come, Jesus is... But your life does not even nowhere depict anything that you are saying the so-called Jesus that you are talking about is. Because in your life, they see failures, difficulties, and difficulties sitting on you instead of you sitting on the difficulties. Yeah, the difficulties are sitting on you. When they look at it, it's like the difficulties is on top and you are at the bottom. Yes. You can't witness to them. But the story has changed. In Jesus' name. The Bible says that on the night that Christ was betrayed, he took the cup, the bread, body, the bread, and having blessed it, he broke it. He said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. He also took the cup after dinner and said, take, drink, this is my blood, which is shed for you. We'll take communion. We invite people who are not here for the first service to stand to their feet so we can identify them. Father, bless his elements as bread is, bless his bread, bless his wine. As we partake of it, Lord, let it be in reality be what it is, the blood of Jesus and the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.
Sons of God,
the word on the screen,
his holy word, gather round the table. table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of
love. Can you make the words bigger, please?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Off the screen with the words a little bit. Come on, let's sing it.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever.
Sons of God,
hear His holy word, gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Now take the bread. I'll give you time to take it off. Did everyone get it? Wow, what a daddy. Daddy is giving her daughter, I'm assuming that's your daughter, giving her daughter the bread sacrificially, isn't it? All right, lift it up, everybody. Say, the body of Christ. Say, I believe. I have believed, and I still believe that this is the body of Christ, broken for me. Say, by the stripes on this body, I was healed. And if I was healed, that means I'm healed today, and I walk in hell. Therefore, as I eat this bread and the body of Christ, I believe and I speak that it is health to my body in Jesus' name. From the very top of my head to the soles of my feet, I am well. I am healed. Any disease that is beginning to even form in my body cannot survive because of this. I speak it because I believe it. In Jesus' name, eat of the body. All right, lift up the cup. Say, this is the precious blood of Jesus. Say, I believe and I speak that this is the blood of Jesus shed for me. Say, I have a covenant, meaning a contract with God, written in this precious blood. A contract that cannot be broken. A contract which cannot even be destroyed. And I believe everything He says in this contract. I believe it and I speak it. In Jesus' name, let us drink of the blood. Now lift up your right hand and just thank God for what He's done for you this afternoon. Bless Him for His healing. Bless Him for the many, many miracles, deliverances that has occurred in your life today. Believe it and thank Him. Thank Him. That which you walked into this place with, the problem you walked into this place with this afternoon, lift up your right hand and thank Him that you are walking out without that problem. There's a solution. He sent His word. He has sent His word. His word has healed and His word has delivered you in Jesus' name. Lord, we are so grateful and we are so thankful to You. We bless You. We honor You in Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say amen. Please be seated. Thank you. If you pay your tithes, come up. All tithe payers, come up. Your tithe is 10% of your increase. Amen. I always like to tell people and make people understand that your offerings and your tithes in this church is not used to pay any pastor, any salary. Amen. Amen. All the pastors in this church are all lay people, and we just do the work of God happily and freely in the Lighthouse Chapel International Church. Amen. Which is full of lay pastors, isn't it? So God bless you. Father, I kneel and I pray for my dear brother as he pays his tithe. Bless him. Let everything that you have said or promised to people who pay tithes be his portion. Let him in reality experience your promises. Oh God, supply his needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let, oh God, the heavens be open. Pour down a blessing upon him. Let him be a true living testimony of what you do with people who pay tithes. I thank you and I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. You are blessed supernaturally. Jesus' name. Amen. So that means he paid it online. All right. So let's take our second offering. You can lift it up. You can also pay online, text to give, or pay at the website. Amen. Give cheerfully. If you are not cheerful about giving, don't give. Because you won't benefit from it. God loves cheerful givers. Amen. All right. We're going to learn our verse and then we'll be out of here shortly. Oh, the offering. Yes. Second offering. Yes. Lift it up. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're doing text to give, you can wave. Just wave your phone over the basket. It's okay. Yeah. See, a lot of spiritual instructions don't make sense. Yeah. This is an instruction I was giving. If somebody pays, let them wave. So, yeah. Sometimes you have to obey instructions that don't make sense. Yeah, like go and dip yourself in the dirty river. Or go and bath. Not bath, bath. The guy said, there are better rivers in my country. First off, when you the prophet, you didn't even come out to meet me. Why? I'm coming, I tell him to go and dip. I wouldn't do it. But it took a young person to knock some spiritual sense into the man. And he was healed. May that be your story. Amen. As you obey simple instructions. Amen. Father, one more time, we thank you. We bless you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Who is here for the first time? Never been to any Lighthouse Church? Amen. Wow, put your hands together for God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. Amen. We are very delighted to have you. And if you don't mind, we'd like to talk to you for a few minutes. Do you live in Philadelphia here? He lives in Philadelphia, but you are now moving. Oh, okay. Okay. God bless you richly. Amen. And we hope to talk to you right after church. Amen. All right, verse, memory verse, quickly. Lady Pastor, please come and help us with memory verse. We prayed over the offering. Yeah, okay.
Galatians 6:10.
We are now in the book of Galatians. Galatians 6:10.
As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6:10. And last week was what? 2 Corinthians 13:5. Yes. All right. Because you people did that, like, you know, having been teaching the scriptures, it's